This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, January 25th. God's word for you today is Implications, Part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. And it says, "But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." The first implication of light is vision. The second implication is evangelism. The third implication is rapid progress. The fourth implication of light is your light is both a source of His light and a reflection of His light. And that is the source principle. John 3 verse 30 says, "It must increase, but I must decrease." So you are both the source and the reflection of His light. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 says, "Now all of us, with our faces unveiled, reflect the glory of the Lord as if we are mirrors. And so we are being transformed, metamorphosed into His same image from one radiance of glory to another, just as the Spirit of the Lord accomplishes it." The moon, for instance, is a classic example. It reflects the light of the sun. Scientists tell us that the moon only reflects because 3 to 12% of all the light that it gets from the sun. So the moon is actually not very reflective. The sun is just very bright. What does this mean for you and I? In spite of ourselves, in spite of our limitations, our brightness will not be because we are so reflective. It will be because God is so bright. People will see His light in us because of His brightness, not necessarily because of us. However, the difference between us and the moon, like the scripture says, is that we have the capacity to go from glory to glory. Therefore, even if you are reflecting 10% before, you can go to 20% reflection, to 60%, and God says, why not 100%? You can have a perfect reflection. You are both a source of His light and a reflection of His light. As a source of His light, you are a star. Do you know that the sun is the smallest star? The other stars are much brighter than the sun. They are just very far away. And as stars, you should understand, like the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 41, the sun has one kind of glory, while the moon and stars each have another kind. And even the stars differ from each other in their glory. While the sun has a source glory, the moon has a reflection glory, but we have both. The Bible says, stars each have another kind of glory, and even the stars differ from each other in their glory. As much as you are a star and your neighbor is a star, their brightness is going to be different from yours. There are no two glories that are the same. One may be brighter than the other, but everybody shines. So, no matter how much your neighbor shines, you need to shine your own shine. Do not let someone else's shine dull your shine. If someone else is shining, praise God for their shine. Celebrate their shine. But you step up and shine your shine, because even the stars differ in glory, and every star shines. Let us pray. Father, help me to reflect your glory as a mirror, even as you transform me from glory to glory by your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.